277 charged in Operation Take Back America immigration crackdown. Texas border business, U.S. Department of Justice, Houston. A total of 277 cases have been filed from May 16 to 22 in border security-related matters in the Southern District of Texas. The filed cases include 21 involving human smuggling. A total of 165 people are charged with illegally entering the country, while another 88 face charges of felony re-entry after prior removal. Most of those individuals have prior felonies such as narcotics, violent crime, immigration crimes, and more. Other relevant cases charged this week relate to other immigration crimes. Those charged by criminal complaint include two Mexican males found near Roma after being recently removed. Rogelio Torres and William Rosell have prior convictions for burglary and aggravated assault, respectively, and had been removed from the country just this year, according to the allegations. Another charged includes Roberto Martinez, who had already previously received an 84-month sentence for the same crime. Regardless, he was found near Cuevitas after his removal in 2020. Five more Mexican males, Jose Salvador Orozco Olivares, Jesus Misael Espinoza Garza, Rigoberto Santana Guerra, Gaspar Garcia de la O and Celso Jassel Cantu Mendiola are also charged with illegal re-entry after being removed on dates ranging from 2018 to 2024 but found again in the Rio Grande Valley area this past week. They are also alleged to also have prior felonies. All of these individuals could face up to 20 years in federal prison if convicted. As part of the ongoing efforts, charges are also being filed against those that have failed to register and be fingerprinted. In one such case this week, Victor Manuel Herrera Herrera admitted he had illegally entered the United States in April 2024 near Brownsville and has remained in the country since that time without having registered or been fingerprinted as required by law. In addition to the new cases, the sixth and final person admitted her role in a human smuggling conspiracy that resulted in death. Cynthia Gabriela Munez Carrion and five others were part of a transnational human smuggling organization responsible for moving illegal aliens across the southern border of Texas. Their actions led to the death of a Guatemalan man and several other dangerous events, including a rollover crash. Although many of the aliens were from Guatemala, the smuggling group instructed them to falsely claim Mexican nationality, which ensured they would be removed to Mexico instead of their home country, making it faster and easier for the organization to smuggle them back into the United States. Ledgers revealed the organization generated approximately $79,000 in smuggling proceeds between April 12 and 17, 2024, alone. All six face up to life in federal prison. In McAllen, an illegal alien was sent to prison for 36 months after distributing cocaine with children in his vehicle. On August 14, 2024, law enforcement conducted surveillance on Heriberto Marin Hebert and observed him making hand-to-hand exchanges around McAllen. They conducted a traffic stop, at which time he threw a box containing of cocaine in a ditch in an attempt to avoid detection. Authorities found multiple individually wrapped baggies of cocaine in the box, as well as additional baggies of cocaine, drug scales, drug paraphernalia, two firearms, and over $12,000 in cash at his residence. A Mexican national received 135 months for smuggling methamphetamine and heroin into the country in Brownsville federal court this week. Ramon Gustavo Alfaro Velez drove his Ford F-150 to the Veterans International Port of Entry. Authorities referred him to a secondary inspection, uncovering 43 bundles hidden within a non-factory compartment beneath the bedliner, which contained a white substance that field tested positive for methamphetamine, weighing 139 kilograms. Velez admitted he was being paid $4,000 to travel to Dallas, collect narcotics proceeds, and transport them to Mexico. He also admitted he had knowingly transported proceeds into Mexico on at least five prior occasions. Also sentenced was a human smuggler for transporting aliens in his pickup truck after they had crossed the Rio Grande River via raft. Julian Alberto Soto tried to evade law enforcement by fleeing an attempted traffic stop at a high rate of speed. He eventually stopped, and authorities discovered all 10 passengers in his vehicle were in the country illegally. The court noted his involvement in a separate smuggling attempt involving 20 illegal aliens and found Soto's repeated involvement in human smuggling warranted a sentence that would promote respect for the law and deter future illegal conduct. Judge Crane emphasized that the repeated violations took place in Roma and the close timing of these incidents demonstrated a pattern of recurring behavior. He received 46 months. In Houston, an illegal alien was ordered to serve 54 months this week for unlawfully returning to the United States. His term of imprisonment will run consecutively to another sentence for driving while intoxicated he received after running through a stop sign in August 2022. Rodolfo Hernandez Marchan has previous convictions for illegal reentry, evading arrest and assault of a family member. Another human smuggler, a 38-year-old resident of Chattanooga, Tennessee, was ordered to serve 18 months after unlawfully transporting illegal aliens through the Falfurrias Border Patrol, BP, checkpoint. Upon his arrival, Joseph Alquan Rutley claimed he was traveling to Laredo, denied having any passengers and said he was looking for a load. An X-ray scan revealed 22 illegal aliens locked inside the trailer with no means of escape. All were from the countries of Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. These cases were referred or supported by federal law enforcement partners, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, ICE, Enforcement and Removal Operations, Border Patrol, Drug Enforcement Administration, FBI, U.S. Marshals Service and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, with additional assistance from state and local law enforcement partners. The cases are part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative that marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, and protect our communities from the perpetrators of violent crime. Operation Take Back America streamlines efforts and resources from the department's organized crime drug enforcement task forces and Project Safe Neighborhood. Under current leadership, public safety and a secure border are the top priorities for this district. Enhanced enforcement both at the border and in the interior of the district have yielded aliens engaged in unlawful activity or with serious criminal history, including human trafficking, sexual assault, and violence against children. The Southern District of Texas remains one of the busiest in the nation. It represents 43 counties and more than 9 million people, covering 44,000 square miles. Assistant U.S. attorneys from all seven divisions, including Houston, Galveston, Victoria, Corpus Christi, Brownsville, McAllen, and Laredo, work directly with our law enforcement partners on the federal, state, and local levels to prosecute the suspected offenders of these and other federal crimes. An indictment or criminal complaint is a formal accusation of criminal conduct, not evidence. A defendant is presumed innocent unless convicted through due process of law.